Now we're talking renovation with a question mark behind it. Are you tossing up whether to stay put and renovate or to sell up and buy new? Stay tuned to 101.5 because each month we'll bring you interesting and informative interviews with architect Stephanie Skyring from Renovation Collaborative and also with those in the construction industry. I can't wait, so let's get started. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Rosemary. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited to be here because I love sharing design ideas to help people create better homes. So renovating, where do you start? All building is expensive, and in Brisbane, new quality custom building work costs around $4,500 to $5,000 per square metre and upwards. So the very first step is to work out if your house is worth renovating. Let me tell you a story of a house that definitely wasn't worth renovating. A while ago, a new client called Rebecca approached me about renovating her kitchen and living areas because they were dark and disconnected. So I went around to have a look and give her some ideas. My first idea was to rearrange the floor plan and move the kitchen to another room where it would connect to the deck and get better northern light. But all the other rooms were too small. It was impossible to rearrange the plan without moving lots of walls, which would have added too much cost. So my next idea, to deal with the small rooms, was to extend out to the sides a bit to get more space. But all of the walls were asbestos, and any changes would have been too much more work and cost, because you cannot work on asbestos, it has to be removed. And there were more problems. The ceilings were low at 2.4 metres high and some were lower. And I could hear road noise from a major road outside. So it's important to know that some houses are easy and cost-effective to renovate and some are not. And the more we explored, the more obvious it became that Rebecca's house definitely wasn't worth renovating. So I had to tell Rebecca it was wiser to sell, which as you can imagine made her sad because it was not what she had hoped when we had started this meeting. If you are planning a reasonably large renovation, make sure your house is worth renovating first. If you're not sure, always get advice from an architect or a building designer or a builder before you start. So you might be wondering what happened to Rebecca? She called me a few months later to tell me that she had sold that house and had bought a much better house. And now she was very happy and relieved and looking forward to the future in her new home.